This is episode number 2312 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Did Madonna just come out as gay?
She's not.
Well, we're all kind of confused. I think everyone's confused.
Today's
really.
National Come Out Day.
Coming out day,
I meant to say.
And Madonna's latest stint has left most fans, well, scratching their head. STH. She posted a video to her TikTok page on Sunday in which she appeared to come out as gay, sporting pink hair and a white outfit. She held up a pair of neon pink panties that she balled up in her hands. "If I miss, I'm gay," the words on the screen read.
So what?
She tossed the underwear across the room to a small trash bin.
Oh.
And she missed, falling short, duh.
Yeah.
And then cutting back to Madge giving a flamboyant shrug as she turned to walk away.
Well, okay. I don't know that that's... Well, we know that's just a bunch of hooey, her trying to get attention.
She's the queen of that.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, it's always been kind of rumored.
Well, I think she's bisexual. She said she was bisexual at one point.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean...
Maybe she...
Whatever.
...got off the fence.
Well, I don't think it really matters. I think it was a game. So, I think that's the thing. Am I such and such? If I hit this, if I take this shot with a basketball, I'm such and such. Whatever it is. You know, I'm the greatest... player of all time, and it boing, you're not, and it's like, oh well.
Yeah, but she said, "I'm
if
gay."
If I miss, I'm gay. Does right, anybody
so
care?
Fans That's in the comments. Question. I know it's Madonna. Come on,
it's Madonna.
Now.
Oh my God.
Fans in the comments were immediately confused, with many wondering whether or not she was actually coming out as gay.
Yeah.
Or if her video was more tongue in cheek. Did Madonna just come out? And I'm witnessing it in real time?
Do I care? Oh, my God.
So some fans in the comments were quick to respond that Madonna has been out as bisexual for literally decades, which is true.
No, that's true. I mean, back in the 90s, she did an interview in a magazine. She made a big deal about it. It is like she thinks most people are kind of bisexual in their beliefs anyway. Something like that.
Maybe she's done with bisexuality. Maybe she has...
You know what? How old is she? I mean, you know, I know
she's
never
getting
too old,
up there.
But I mean, last time I saw a picture of her, now this is on TikTok, right? Hang on a second. I'm going to go here. TikTok.com. Hang on, Madonna. Let's see what she's got
she's
here.
She's in her late 60s, mid 60s?
She's in her mid 60s.
She's getting up there.
Yeah.
She's trying to stay relevant.
Well, and that's the question mark there. I mean, really. Is she or isn't she? Hang on a second. I'm going to the blue check mark Madonna, looking for her videos. Here she is. Oh my God!
What?
She looks horrible. I swear to God, she looks horrible. Her hair is pink. These are granny panties. She's in a bustier, though. She's covered. She's way more than covered. Thank the maker. And I don't know what she did with her eyebrows. They're gone. They're just shaved off.
Wow.
Like, wow. She doesn't look gay. She looks irrelevant. If I miss, I'm gay. That's what it says right there. Okay, so you're gay. All right. Now we know.
Okay.
Thanks for pointing that out, Madonna. And we don't care.
She is one for the drama.
Hmm.
Well, Mila Kunis jokingly admitted to lying to her kids in an effort to alleviate their busy social calendars while appearing on a recent episode of The Kelly Clarkson Show.
I have a feeling that one of two things happens in the Kunis-Kutcher house if you're a kid there. Either life is so damn fun, and you know what? They don't take anything seriously, or they're horrible parents. One of the two. They don't bathe their kids. They lie to them about play dates. What the hell?
I actually think they're probably pretty cool parents.
No, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
But...
Because, you know why?
Why?
We haven't read any stories about, you know, home services having to go out Check a welfare.
That's right.
Check on their kids. Maybe their kids are playing on the freeway. I don't know. Anyway.
So anyway, Mila says, this thing of like, you know, if you invite one kid to a birthday party, you have to invite the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's got to go.
Yeah, I will agree with her on that. That's a bunch of crap.
So she and Kelly then commiserated about feeling overwhelmed in relation to their kids' schedules.
Oh, come on.
And so Kelly said, I totally lie to my children. I'm like, oh, Disneyland is closed today.
You know what? She's going to pay for that someday. Kids are going to grow up.
Oh, yes.
Mommy lied.
Disneyland never closes.
It never closes. Except during the pandemic.
Mila laughed in response and she said, we just tell our kids we have plans when we don't. Because we all lie to our kids, don't we?
Yes, we kind of do. I wonder, though. I mean, the thing I remember about raising kids that really was probably the bane of my existence, but really good for my kids, was soccer. Soccer was every stinking day of our life. Practice. You know, you get home from work. It's like, oh, no, Dad, I got practice. I got to go. Yeah. I got to go. And it was like two leagues a year. You get done with one league, you get six Saturdays off, and then it was like, well, I'm back at it.
I coached soccer. I was a basketball player. I loved basketball. I loved tennis.
Yeah.
I didn't know crap about soccer.
Until you became a coach, or hopefully you learned when you became
kinda,
a coach. Kind of.
But I had people, I had parents who were really good at it, and one of which was really good at it.
Yeah.
And they offered to help. It's like, okay.
Come on in.
I knew kids.
Yeah, okay, so you
know how to motivate kids to make them happy.
I see. It's good you got to be able to motivate somebody.
Happy kids make kids that play well and they have fun.
Okay, yeah, sure. Either that or you yell at them.
And I was a coach for quite a few years.
Run, damn it,
still
run!
Didn't learn crap about soccer. I knew that was
it's
our goal.
It's a round
down
ball.
There.
You can't touch it with your hands and you kick it back and forth until you get it in the net. That's soccer.
That's about what I would know about soccer.
That's about it. That's all there is to know. With our apologies to David Beckham and Halle Berry this morning. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.